Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Kia's end of financial year offers with incredible value and a seven-year warranty on all new Kias. See your Kia dealer today. And Red Energy, a 100% Australian gas and electricity retailer. I've been lucky enough to be joined by the NBL Chief Executive, Jeremy Lowlier, who's been over in China, just returned after Melbourne United games over there against the Dragons. Jeremy, welcome back to the program. Great to have you on.
Thanks very much, Dwayne. It's a pleasure to be here.
And welcome back from China. Obviously, the NBL has a massive China strategy. You guys, and you especially, go over there quite a bit. Talk me through what your ambitions are over there and what you learned from this particular trip.
Yeah, look, the single biggest aspiration is to make basketball, not just in Australia, but in the region, so all of Asia, a stronger game, and to make both our league and the CBA ultimately stronger professional leagues, so that as a region, in what is truly now a global game, we are better and stronger and well represented at a global level. And then, of course, from an NBL perspective, we need to take our game into Asia. We need to capitalize on the fact that again, it's a multinational sport, and there are hundreds of millions of eyeballs out there craving really high quality content, and we are the best quality content in the region. So it's about spreading the word, getting some brand exposure, and the best way to do that is to get some Asian talent into our league so that locals, whether they be in China or the Philippines or India, are tuning into the NBL to see their guys playing. So make no secret of the fact that that's a big part of what it is we're trying to do in Asia, is find great players who want to come and play here. And to play more games overseas is also another really big part of it, and that's where Melbourne United played a crucial role this time around.
So you've been talking to Yao Ming over there, who is the biggest name that Chinese basketball's ever had. You've got a joint strategy. Obviously, you want to grow your brand over there, the NBL's brand, and I suppose that the amount of website hits you got last year for the amount of people tuning into the NBL through China was massive, and a good boost for you guys to go forward.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We were streamed every game live into China last season in partnership with Alibaba and in partnership with Sina, which is one of their big sporting and news platforms over there. And you're right, we actually had more viewers in China than we did in Australia, despite the fact that we are yet to spend really a dollar on advertising or marketing in China. That was purely organic. Really, we were just testing the platforms last year. So this year, hopefully, we'll have more Chinese players in the league, and then we can really get behind a marketing campaign, and I'm sure those numbers will increase, who knows, by a factor of 10, by a factor of 100. The potential over there is virtually limitless, and you're right. You mentioned Yao Ming, who's now the president of the Chinese Basketball Association. It's great that he's now in that role, because we have some really aligned interests in basically jointly developing basketball in Asia. And if you look at our respective primary goals, I guess, ours is to take the game of basketball in Australia to the population of Asia, whereas as Yao's is to improve the quality of the competition over there as quickly as he can. And I guess the biggest mandate he's got is to improve the quality of his national team as quickly as he can. And we're working together to see how we can help one another in those regards.
So thinking outside the square here, would it be better for the NBL to have a team playing in the NBL playing out of China, or would it be better if China puts a team in the NBL but their team is kind of housed in Australia?
Oh, look, I think in an ideal situation, the latter would be the better outcome for us from a logistics point of view. And I can tell you, I think some of those Chinese players would love the idea of playing here in Australia and being based somewhere here where the conditions, I guess, are a little bit more conducive to elite sport.
Yep.
But both scenarios are appealing. We haven't certainly locked in anything concrete in terms of how to best progress. And we're both sort of feeling out the territory at the moment. And there's a real political and bureaucratic process to go through as well with Basketball Australia, with FIBA. So it's very much a multifaceted conversation, and it will take some time to make something happen.
A couple of quick ones. Are you still thinking of trying to get an NBA team out here to play a game?
I would love to get an NBA out. Yeah, we're certainly still exploring those waters. We're also trying to find other opportunities for both NBA teams to play one another out here in Australia, potentially, and maybe an NBA team playing an Australian team out here or somewhere else. Those conversations are certainly very, very much alive and very fertile. So there's, again, 101 different permutations and combinations as to how that might play out. But yes, it's certainly a very high priority for us.
Would it be the National Tennis Centre, or would you play it at Etihad or even the G?
Well, the G would be a challenge because there's no roof, and I think putting an NBA team on a court, wooden court outdoors would be a stretch too far for just about any insurer.
Yep.
but Etihad would certainly be a prospect. Or then you've got obviously Rod Laver Arena. Once the renovations are complete, yep, there, that'll be a good 15,000. But I guess Etihad would be a really nice way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you've got two NBA teams, you'd sell out Etihad. It'd be awesome to see it here in Australia for the first time. And are you still thinking of sending a team, an Australian team, representative team out to the US for their D-League trials pre-season?
Yeah, well, they've got Summer League coming up in July. There will be some Australian players going and playing in various different D-League teams. So it's not an Australian team participating in the D-League. Rather, it's Australian players going and slotting into a number of different teams over there. So I'll be heading over. Most of the coaching staff of most of our teams will be over there looking for the next big import to come and make a real change here in the NBL. And, of course, watching those Aussie guys play against some of the best in the world. So really looking forward to July and seeing how they match up.
Great stuff, Jeremy. Always a pleasure to talk to you. 40th anniversary of the NBL coming up this coming season.
It's the 40th season, so it's the 37th anniversary, I think. But because we had a couple of years where we changed from winter to summer, it is actually the 40th season of NBL being played this season.
We'll be pumping it up, don't worry. Jeremy, thanks for your time.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Dwayne. Thanks for your support.
Jeremy Lollinger joining me, the NBL Chief Executive. That wraps it up. Got to go. News time. We've been here for Kia's end of financial year offers with incredible value and a 7-year warranty on all new Kia. See your Kia dealer today. And, of course, Red Energy. Powered by Red Energy is Sports Day, a 100% Australian-owned gas and electricity retailer. Switch today. Call Red's local setter on 131 806. Catch you tomorrow night at 6.